Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let me read the Weiss translation. If you maintain, somebody say if.
Yes.
If you maintain a living communion with me and my words are at home in you, I command you to ask at once something for yourself, whatever your heart desires, and it'll become yours. Woo! Woo! In this is my Father glorified, namely, that you are bearing much fruit, much results. Much. But it's not going to happen because you learned a few faith principles and you claim and say, and you never talk to Him. And you never commune with Him. I know some years ago in healing school at Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, there was a wealthy couple with a young child that was there, and the child was very sick, near death, and the doctors had given up hope. And after a few weeks, I just didn't feel like we were making progress like we should be, and I got to praying and seeking the Lord about it. And I saw it in a glimpse. You know, you could call it a vision, but it wasn't, you know, an open vision. I wasn't in a trance. I just saw it in my heart, my mind's eye. I saw them, like if Dan here represented God, I saw them coming and they didn't want to get any closer than they had to and get their child's healing, and then they're going back to their life. I saw that. And I realized that's a problem. Because they didn't really want Him. They wanted something He could do for them. That's not good. Because there's more to this. He's already bought and paid for that child's healing. It's a matter of being able to receive it. But often there are things that have to change for you to be able to receive something. It's not that God's withholding. It's just you're not in position to receive it. And again, if you come, the Bible said, come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help. If you come and say, God, I need something, I need it quick. Could you just, you know, hurry up? Again and again, He'll say, there you are. I hadn't seen you in a while. come on a little closer. God, I would, but I got hot stuff going. If you could just zap me and I could get going. No, he said, come on. Come right up here. Come sit down. He wants to talk to you. He wants to commune with you. He wants to share with you. And what you'll find out is the thing that you thought was so important. Yeah, God wants you to have it, but there's other things that's even more important. And if some other things are not fixed, you're going to be back real quick anyway. We don't want a quick fix. We want to know Him. We want to share with Him. Somebody say, share with Him. Share with Him. Living communion. John 15:16. He said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go and do what? Bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you shall ask of the Father in my name, He may give it you. Now, people have grabbed a verse like that and they pulled it out of the chapter, now the context. The devil tried that too. No, don't separate that from the rest of it. Living communion. In Philemon, go to Philemon, just one chapter there. You know, without going into it, you'll find that the patriarchs, that's where they got their faith. In Genesis 18:33, it said, when the Lord had left communing with Abraham. Moses in Exodus 31:18. The Lord made an end of communing with Moses on Mount Sinai. All the things they got, all the faith they had, where'd they get it? People say, well, faith comes by hearing. Yeah, how do you hear? Hearing from Him. Communing with Him. Not a dead letter, but a living fellowship. Did you find Philemon? Philemon 4. This passage we're about to read is the foundation for our Faith for Life classes that we have, you know, next door after the service on Sunday. I believe I've got direction from the Lord about this. And it says, I thank my God, making mention of you always in my prayers, hearing of your love and faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, hearing of your faith, that the communication of your faith, you could also say the fellowship of your faith, may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Listen to the NIV on this. Verse 6. I pray that you may be active in doing what? Sharing your faith, so that you'll have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. And your love has given me great joy. There's that joy. Fellowship, sharing, and joy. And encouragement, because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. Sharing of faith by fellowshipping, by communing. Hold your place here and put on the screen for us, please, Acts 3:6. When Peter and John went up to the gate called Beautiful and the lame man was there, and he was begging and asking in alms, Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He grabbed him by the hand, lifted him up, and the man was healed. A sign and a wonder. This is fruit. This is works. This is results. I'm talking about works of God, works of the Holy Spirit. These are results. Peter said, I've got something. Such as I have, such as I've got. Where did he get it? How'd he get it? Where'd he get it from? Look in the 16th verse. The 16th verse, the Spirit of God through him is explaining what happened with the man. He said, his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know, yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. What happened? Jesus shared his faith with Peter and John. I believe this is a manifestation of a gift of the Spirit we call special faith in 1 Corinthians 12. Jesus shared his faith with Peter. And as they might have walked by that guy, well, they did walk by this guy, who knows how many times. He was set there daily. Nothing was said, nothing was done. But today, as they walked by, the Lord shared something with Peter. This is how Jesus operated. I do what I see the Father do. I say what I hear. He shared some of his faith with him. And then Peter said, I got something to share with you. Oh, glory to God. This is one of the most thrilling things. In verse 6, what did it say? That the sharing of your faith, to be active in the sharing of your faith. Well, where did you get faith? He shared it with you. The faith that we have is a measure of His own faith. We got from hearing what He told us. And it's not just a mental conversation as he shares his ideas and reveals his will, with that comes faith. As we hear it and understand it and believe it, with it comes into our spirit faith for that. Then we can ask whatever we want. And it'll be then we can say whatever we want in line with that. And it'll be done. And that's not the end. We can share with other people what he shared with us. Glory to God. Real faith is shareable. Shareable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And everything the Lord gives you, and everything he does for you, every good thing is ultimately to share. That's some of the greatest joy, is in sharing. I mean, if you get a bunch of money, don't you enjoy sharing it with your family and your friends? You don't? Need to get saved then, man. Come on. I mean, you get good revelation. You get a victory in your life. It's something that'll help somebody. I mean, that's great, but at least as great is being able to share it with somebody else. Hallelujah. And them get a victory, which is what the Faith for Life classes are about. But unless you got something from him, you got nothing to share. Where did Peter get this? He said, I don't have silver and gold right now. You know, maybe Mrs. Peter had the pocketbook. Maybe she was shopping or something. He's just going to church to pray. You know, how much money did he need? He said, but I got something. I got something for you. What's he got? He's got faith. Hallelujah. Verse 16 said it was faith. Faith in the name. And the faith that is by him. Where did he get this faith? He got it from the Master himself.
That's right.
He got it from communing with him.
Right.
That's why he said, I'm the vine. You're the branch. Stay in me. Live in me. Commune with me night and day. And if you live in me and my words are living in you, you can ask whatever you want. In fact, I command you to. You can say whatever you want to say in line with this. Is that right? In line with living with him. Not trying to do something apart from him, doing something in him and with him. Then we will see the real fruit and the real results of real faith. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.